Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris, crossover to the dark side, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the news that a number of Canadian Toys R Us listings suggest we will be getting numerous G.I. Joe items, including an SDCC Transformers set, is Justin, Don't Cross the Streams, Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Man, it is all going off this week. Thanks to Zircon72 from the TFW 2005 boards, we now know that a number of G.I. Joe and Transformers toy listings have been revealed, including an SDCC G.I. Joe Transformers crossover set. As well as the listings, we also got to see a number of SKUs, prices, and item descriptions for multiple Joe items, including G.I. Joe Core Ninja Figure Assortment, $9.99. G.I. Joe Titan Figure Assortment, $9.99. G.I. Joe Ninja Strike Figure, $22.99. G.I. Joe Electronic Sword, $22.99. G.I. Joe Figure Assortment, $22.99. And G.I. Joe Themed Figure Assortment, $22.99. All prices have been converted to US dollars from Canadian dollars, and it's highly likely a lot of this is for the Snake Eyes movie product. Using Avengers Endgame as a base, the Core Ninja figures are most likely from a basic 6-inch line, and the Titan Hero figures are most likely the preschool-oriented styling, priced at $9.99 each. Justin, what do you make of all of this? Any ideas on that Joe TF crossover set?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how to get my head around that. I don't know what they would do, and whether or not it would, you know, remain a... I would think it would have to be a 4-inch figure, not a 6-inch figure.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously they did a bunch of those kind of back in the day with, you know, the Hound and the Sky Striker, yeah, and the Shockwave Hiss and so on and so forth. So I don't know how much mileage there is to do more of that stuff. I mean, they kind of, you know, stated that it was a quote unquote limited series, and they had the beginning, the middle, and the end, and didn't really have a way to, or didn't really want to continue it on. So I just don't know. I don't know how much tooling they have for G.I. Joe vehicles still cooking around. I don't know whether it would just be, you know, a 4-inch figure with a random transformer that doesn't really have any sort of connotations to it. It just seems, it's odd timing.
Do you know what I think it is?
What's that?
My theory is that it's an actual, just a transformer that's out, repainted, like a redeco.
Quite possible.
Yeah, so like kind of like in a, you know, vehicle transforming kind of G.I. Joe crossover, yeah, thing, especially with Earth Wars, the game. I think it would be very likely that they, yes, do one of those kind of like either the,
like,
you know,
hound sort of thing.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. So yep, again, I have no basis on that. I just think it's going to be something very simple like that, because this came up on mainly on the Transformers information. The G.I. Joe information is more strictly, you can see it, like it stands out as that looks like it's Snake Eyes movie product, like, you know, role play, right, accessories and, you know, different scale figures for the film. That makes a lot of sense to me. And the Transformers stuff was also coming out, so you've got all those different Transformers SKUs knocking up, popping up as well.
Yeah.
So it kind of screams to me that, yes, we see it as G.I. Joe Transformers crossover. In my head, instantly, I was thinking what we've already had in the past, and then just before we came on, I'm thinking, I wonder if it's going to just be a basic setup where they redeco a current Transformer, which would be really cool. And it doesn't even have to be like, it could be a couple of them. You could get, like, you know, a few of the new Transformers that are out at the moment in the War for, mm-hmm, Cybertron line, including that Hound, and redeco them with a couple of G.I. Joe stickers and the packaging, and boom, you've got like a really cute little crossover set, which, yeah, I mean, I think I'd be really into.
Yeah, I think that'd be very cool. I think that'd be a neat idea. I mean, there's certainly been some vague tie-ins in the past, you know, where they had a Transformer that looked a lot like the G.I. Joe Snowcat that was, I think,
yes,
it was actually even named
Snowcat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have both versions, by the way.
There certainly is a prerequisite for that. But.
Yeah. Totally. And I think it would be really cool to do, and it would be fun and different, and it would entail that they wouldn't have to do much in terms of new tooling. They wouldn't have to get any kind of figures done or built.
Yep.
It would just be, there you go, redeco Transformers. And again, I think that would be really cute to do. So, I mean, it's nice to get some movement on the brand so quickly after the presentation at the preview event. Are you happy to see that there's more coming? I mean, was that just always going to be the case?
No, I'm happy to see confirmation of it. I figured there'd be more coming, obviously, but didn't know exactly what it might be. So yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of kind of getting some of that more or less confirmed.
Coolsies. Oh, man, I can't wait to see what they actually come out with here. It looks like, obviously, usually with SDCC, there's that kind of pre couple of days where, similar in the way that the Toy Fair worked, where an official leak or an official reveal will happen prior to the show, so that obviously people can get excited for picking up the exclusive. So it's likely we'll see something prior to SDCC now, and at least we will be getting some G.I. Joe stuff in there. And this little crossover set is such a lovely kind of cute, I don't know, like something else that's kind of made me go, oh, brilliant. Possibly we're getting something else, and that's great.
Yeah,
can't wait. Justin, again, thanks for jumping on and chatting. So having to really rinse through these because it's all day long. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, not a problem. My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, can I have a break? Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.